From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Looking forward to seeing you next week.
I know you're going to be coming to Washington because you'll be in Baltimore. Is it the Puzzlers League Convention?
Yeah, the National Puzzlers League Convention, which I have, this will be my 34th year directing it. And there'll be puzzlers from all over the U.S. and Canada for 4 days of word puzzles and games.
Well, I'm so happy you'll be able to make the trip down I-95. A lot of people were working on the puzzle that you gave last week. Would you repeat it?
Yes, I said take tire and exhaust. They're both things a car has, but as verbs, in a non-car sense, they're synonyms. And this was the challenge. Take two articles of apparel, things to wear, each with four letters. As verbs, in a non-apparel sense, the two words are synonyms. What are they?
What are they?
The words are belt and sock.
Well, our listeners were on the ball. We had more than 3,000 entries this past week. And from the correct entries, our randomly selected winner is Karen Haskell of Belleville, New Jersey. Hey, Karen.
Hi, Leanne.
How long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
This one was instant.
Really?
Yeah, whoa. Very few of them are instant, but this was one.
Excellent. How long have you been playing?
Off and on for a long time. My mom and I usually work on them together. She does it every week, and she gets most of them, but she never writes in.
Oh, well, you'll be able to impress her by shouting out all the answers, right?
Exactly.
Tell us what you do in Belleville.
I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have a 4.5-year-old son.
Really?
Yep, and he's starting some preschool next year, so I get some free time.
Got him on crossword puzzles yet?
Well, he colors on them.
Oh, that's a start.
It is. It's a start. He likes playing games. He likes to read, so.
Okay, well, are you ready to play our puzzle on the air?
I am. Yep.
All right, we'll meet Karen. Let's play.
All right, Karen, the theme today is cow. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name in which the first word starts with C-O and the second word starts with W. For example, if I gave you the clue, person who can fix a hard drive in 10 minutes, you would say computer whiz.
Okay.
Okay, number one is former conflict between communist countries and the West.
Cold War.
That's it. Number two, volume that has all the plays and poems of Shakespeare, for example.
Complete works.
That's it, or also collected works, either way. Person who works for Letterman or Jon Stewart. Behind the scenes. Someone who does jokes for those.
Oh, comic writer?
Comedy writer,
comedy
is
writer.
It.
Okay.
Music genre for Dolly Parton and Garth Brooks.
Country Western.
That's it. Woman who serves drinks before dinner.
Woman who serves drinks before dinner.
In a restaurant.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Cocktail waitress.
Cocktail waitress, is it? Good. A term made up of two or more shorter parts, like highway or football.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Something word?
Yes, yeah. What kind?
I don't know.
Compound.
Compound word,
compound.
Is it? Good.
Okay.
How about this? A gun carried in one's pocket, for example.
Concealed weapon.
Good job.
That's it. Vehicle that carried pioneers across the West.
Conestoga wagon.
Good. Also covered wagon,
covered
either
wagon.
Way. Mm-hmm. Here's a tough one. Edgar Allan Poe poem with the blank.
Oh, I can think of the Raven.
Yeah, right.
Do you know?
No, my knowledge of Poe poetry is not as vast as I would hope.
Well, the answer is The Conqueror Worm.
Oh,
love
okay.
That title, Conqueror Worm. Try this, a hard hat.
Construction worker?
Yes. The FTC, for example.
The SEC?
The Federal Trade Commission.
Oh, the FTC.
Watchdog?
Yes, what kind?
I'd want to say congressional, but I don't know if that's right.
No, they're looking after people who buy things.
Consumer
watchdog,
oh, okay.
Is it?
Oh, okay.
Good, good. Brand of non-dairy dessert topping.
Cool Whip.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Good, good. Good material for electrical circuits.
Copper wire.
That's it. And your last one, a person who takes a prize for entering a competition.
Something winner.
Yes.
Oh, Leanne, help.
Competition? winner?
Well, no. Well, how about a sweepstakes or a contest?
Contest.
That's it. Contest winner.
Winner. We're. I think I already may be a wiener. Yes. Hey, Karen. Nice work. I think we made a good team together.
We did. Thanks for your help.
Yeah, I was really impressed that you did Conestoga wagon because I would have gone with covered.
Well,
you
know? I grew up outside of Philadelphia, so.
Oh, so there you. Of course. So
yeah,
then you know.
Yeah, comes first.
Right. Well. As you know, Karen, you get all kinds of great prizes for playing our puzzle, and usually we have a celebrity or special guest to tell you what you've won, but, you know, this is a weekend, a holiday weekend, and everybody's working, so I'm afraid your celebrity puzzle reader is me today. So let me tell you, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Short's latest book series, Will Short's Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Short's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. It's been a long time since I've done that list. Karen, did I do all right?
You did great. Don't sell yourself short. You're a celebrity, too.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Before we let you go, Karen, what member station do you listen to?
I'm a member of WNYC.
Member. That's the operative word.
Yeah.
Karen Haskell of Belleville, New Jersey. Thank you so much for playing with us today.
Thank you so much, Leanne.
All right, Will, we need a challenge to work on next week.
Yes, it comes from Craig Hamilton, who is the editor for the National Puzzlers League. Think of two terms that mean to divulge information. Write them one after the other with no spaces between words. The result is a 9-letter word for a card that you might hold in a card game. What is it? So again, two terms that mean to divulge information. Write them one after the other, no spaces. The result is a 9-letter word for a card that you might hold in a card game. What card is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Editions, Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Will, thanks a lot, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks, Leah.